We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Eastern Seaboard, Canada, Puerto Rico, not just the East Coast, all the way up and down. Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media earlier. We haven't heard from Cliff in a while. I always enjoy Cliff's pressers because he's just honest and direct. Doesn't do a lot of the coach speak. Like, where DQ will Dikembe you politely and just, like, kind of answer a different question than you asked, Cliff will just be like, I don't know, or I'm not going to talk about that. Like, Cliff is, like, Dikembe was an elite defender, but Patrick Ewing at Georgetown was just like this athletic monster. That might be Cliff's sort of coach speak, just jumping over the top of the backboard.
Yeah.
Here we go, Cliff Kingsbury.
There's been a bunch of really good throwaways to keep us in manageable situations. So, you know, carrying out his fakes at a higher level, he's just really treating each practice rep as a game, and that is showing up.
And with Debo, what have you seen from him so far? Just obviously moving around a little bit, what have you seen from him?
Yeah, incredibly competitive. Anything we ask him to do, whether we put him inside or outside, he's going to go at it 1,000 miles per hour, and has an ability to separate. He's so strong running through, can play at a high speed that guys have a hard time staying with him. So a great addition for us, just his mentality, how he's been since he got here, the competitive nature in every drill, every rep. He's the first one in line on all the receiver stuff. It's been awesome.
When Zach was in here talking about you and the work you put in here and your like 3 a.m. arrival time, things like, I think he called you like a grinder. We hear players like Bobby Wagner, Jaden Daniels are here early and things like that, and players look up to them. Do you think like that could carry out, like someone on offense, maybe a younger player seeing you here early, you watching that much film, like can that maybe set the tone?
Yeah, none of them want to be coaches, so it's more player-based. I think when they see Jaden is up here, whatever hour he gets, but early, Bobby, Zach, I think that is more impactful for those guys because you see guys that have done it at a high level, Hall of Fame players, and that's what it takes. You know, if you want to stay in this league 10, 11, 12 years, get a gold jacket, it's going to take everything. It's a lifestyle, and when you can watch guys on your team doing it, it goes a long way.
Hey, Cliff, with Debo, however you may use him out of the backfield and what we've seen out of Bill, how do you think that helps your potential big play potential out of the running game that maybe was lacking at times last year?
Yeah, I like the group we have. There's no doubt. Bill's had some good flashes for a young guy. We'll see as we get into these competitive periods with other teams and preseason games, but the Debo, he, I remember being in Arizona, just the matchup issue where you don't know what personnel group they're in because they had McCaffrey and him, and sometimes McCaffrey's wide out, he was running back and vice versa. It's just, you can do a lot of different things. So that to me is the most exciting thing when it comes to game planning and finding ways to get him touches.
And obviously without Terry, you got other receivers who have been having more reps. For guys like Luke McCaffrey, where has his progress been since last year, since this offseason?
Yeah, that's been, you know, if you're going to find silver linings, some of those other guys being asked to step into starting type roles, and us as coaches figuring out, hey, worst case scenario, if these two guys, Noah and Terry, got hurt, what would this look like? How would we play personnel groups? What we need to do to maximize that group? So we've been working through that. But Luke has really come a long way from last year this time to now. Just the confidence. You know, we're playing outside a lot for necessity. I think he can play inside as well. But he's made some plays. The young kids had his number on some plays. But it's been a good battle. And he's definitely night and day difference from what he was last year this time.
Hey, Cliff, what do you think of Sam Hartman's camp?
Yeah, I think it's been up and down. I think he has all the ability, smart, good footwork, solid arm, just a couple plays, got to take better care of the football. But, you know, he didn't practice much in the spring with his arm coming back off that shoulder surgery. So he's still getting back in the rhythm. But I'm excited to watch him in preseason. I think he's a guy who's always on game day. The lights are on. He's always played his best. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Hey, Coach, I know you mentioned Bill a moment ago after Ben's question. So what have you seen so far out of the running back room?
A lot of guys that can play. I think there's probably six or seven guys that will end up being on a roster this year out of that room, which is a credit to those guys and the job Coach Lynn does with them. But, you know, Bill, for a young guy, loves football, competes, very explosive. Like, he got ruled ineligible at Arizona and stayed and played scout team the whole year, which is like nobody would do that, you know. So that tells you right there the type of passion he has for it, and it shows up. So that was a exciting kind of pick for us and what he's shown so far. And then Austin Ekeler looks as good as ever. We got B-Rob. We know what he is. C-Rod, J-Mac, Kaz, Felton's done good. So I think there's six or seven guys that are going to make rosters, and so it's been great competition in that room.
Hey, Cliff. Coach Quinn had talked about the coaches using the offseason to kind of address areas that they could maybe improve on. Were there any areas for you looking into this offseason that you wanted to improve on coming into the season?
Yeah, ball security. I think when you're playing the Eagles, I think we turned it over 9 times against them the last 2 times we played. I'm like, we have to be better and give ourselves a chance to win. And then just really taking the next step. We got a lot of guys returning. So them understanding the offense in year two and really putting their own spin on it, that really makes them more comfortable, and the quarterback being in total command. I think just taking the next step, not thinking as much, and being able to execute at a high level.
Cliff, so you're going into your second season as the coordinator. Is there anything with your coaching style that you see yourself changing from last season to now this season?
I'm pretty consistent with the coaching style. I think we have a great group of assistant coaches that we all work really well together, but just making sure that we know that last year was last year, and this year is a whole new year and a new group, and it's going to be a tough schedule, and kind of keeping the standard the standard. That's the biggest deal. Last year, you didn't really know what you had, and we were always the underdog, and we could just kind of take our shot at people. And this year, we got to be more consistent in how we do everything, and I think that's the biggest message I'm preaching.
Having a tackle as accomplished as Laremy Tunsil out there, how much can that allow you to expand what you're trying to do offensively?
You feel really good letting him go one-on-one against most guys. So a lot of times if you might have given some sort of chip or help there with the tight end, you can just let him eat, which definitely allows you to free release some backs, get some people out. So it's, for a play designer, you know, what we do each and every week, it definitely makes it easier.
And with Josh Connerly, what have you seen out of him so far? What do you like? What do you kind of want him to continue to work on?
Yeah, a guy who's super talented. I mean, has everything you want. He's made the adjustment from left to right tackle, and I think there's still some fundamental stuff that he's got to get used to playing over on the right side, which takes some time, but he's game, asks great questions, studies hard, works hard, so he's pretty much right where we expect him to be.
Yeah, hey, Cliff, good afternoon. There's been a lot of guys who've talked about like feeling more comfortable in their second year with your system. From the other side of that, like how much more, or how are things different for you right now compared to a year ago, sort of understanding the players, you know, this whole coaching staff is back. Like, how are things different for you right now?
Yeah, it's a huge jump. I think last year at this time, I don't think we'd even named a starting quarterback yet. So to go from that to where we're at, and understanding what a lot of these guys do well, like what their strengths are, how to motivate, and then just to be able to expand our offense and really get to the next level of it is exciting. We got a bunch of really high IQ football guys that are back for a second year in this offense, and so I expect us to continue to get better and really be more detailed this season.
Name a starter right now, a quarterback.
What's that?
I said, are you prepared to name a starter, a quarterback right now?
Yes.
Jalen Lane, like, it seems like he's not playing like a rookie. I mean, like, what do you make about him?
He's been very impressive. He's a coach's kid, been around the game his entire life, and if you tell him how to do it one time, he usually nails it. And then if he makes a mistake, he'll come back and get it corrected. But super, super talented, very fast. I've been really impressed. I don't think I could see some of those things at Virginia Tech, watching the film and getting him here in person and watching him run around and watching the coachability and the route tree that he can run. It's been really impressive.
I just have one question just about the receiving core. I mean, obviously Terry's not out there, Noah's not out there, but beyond those two, what's your general feeling about the depth of that group?
Yeah, I think it's good competition. Like I said, if you were to lose Noah or Terry, you got to have some guys step up. And I think we're starting to see kind of who's making plays when they're getting their opportunities and who's not. And so I like the depth. I think they can all play in this league. It's just if we got in this scenario, somebody had to step up and be kind of the bell cow. And I think we're still working through that. Thank y'all.
B. Mitchell Finley, that was Cliff Kingsbury, Commander's offensive coordinator. A lot of interesting information. I wanted to ask him about Hartman, because I think we're going to see a lot of Hartman.
Uh-huh.
And kind of my point about how Cliff approaches everything honestly, like he didn't just give Hartman – he wasn't just like, he's been working hard. Like that was a real answer. He's been up and down. And
got to be more consistent, basically.
And needs to take better care of the football. I think – I mean, for Cliff at this point on August 4th, looking ahead to a new season, to still be talking about how much they turned the ball over against the Eagles, like it stuck with him.
Yeah, it did.
I mean,
and that's just ball on the ground, man. Just focus. But the thing of it with Cliff, his way, we're not talking to little league players here. We're not talking to high schoolers.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're talking to grown-ass men who play this for a living. Shoot it straight. And then they can never complain that you didn't tell them the truth. Either you're going to correct it and can play, or you just can't play. You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, you get to a point where you stop coddling people and you expect them to figure it out. You know, Coach Gibbs used to say, man, I don't have rules. You all grown men. You know the right thing to do. He said, I don't have rules, but I have a fine schedule because if you do what you're not supposed to do, you're getting fined. Eventually, you grow up. But if people always coddling you and making excuses for you, you don't correct the stuff. And then when a person treats you like a man, you become one. When they say you're a man but treat you like a little boy, you stay a little damn boy. You don't learn. You always look for somebody else to help you. And Cliff is basically saying, nah, I'm going to tell them straight. And I think players are going to respect that even more.
I loved what he said about Bill Merritt. That really showed him a lot when the NCAA completely hosed that young man. And frankly, they should be ashamed of themselves for like a clerical error at an HBCU. It's just a joke. But for Merritt to stay at Arizona and run scout team, you know how good those looks probably were for that defense?
Hell yeah.
And that just says a lot about the human. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's not playing on Saturday in that situation. He don't get a chance to go under the lights like all his guys were doing. But he was still saying, I'm going to keep myself in shape just in case an opportunity comes. And one did. And when you watch him, he's making the best of it. You know, that's a kid that never let his dream go away. And hopefully he can go out there and have an unbelievable year. I believe the guy's going to make the team, and I think they want him to play.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to learn a lot about what they think of Merritt and of Lane by how much they play.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they don't play a ton, that tells you exactly what you need to know about where they are in the depth chart.
If you've been out to practice, whether you're in the media sense or you're a fan or whatever, you've heard those two guys' names being called. You've seen them make plays.
Probably shouted from the sideline.
When the coach says stacking days, they have actually stacked some days.
Totally.
Dave said, get your name called. Show me two reasons why. Hell, they make at least two a day. So they basically are getting themselves so embedded in the coach's heads that the coach won't forget them. And a lot of times when you flash, the next thing is the coach like, let me see if he can do this. Let me see if he can do that. Then you start seeing them put you in different positions. And if you're on top of it and you're not making mistakes, all of a sudden you become the natural of what they believe and think. And they want you involved with it. And those two guys have been doing that thus far.
Totally.
And then you flip it to the other side. Trey's been doing the exact same thing. And I tell people, like, people always talk about a guy's age. I don't care about your age. If you're at this level, you have shown that you can play. Right now, the next thing is that can you show you can consistently play?
I like how Mark, our friend Mark, talks about your age.
Mark,
that we were hanging out with yesterday.
You talking about the old dude, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, he older than me.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Yes, he is.
And I think he's got the accurate count on your age. I think you're short. You're like Danny Almonte, lying about your age.
I was born August 18th, 1968, and that means I'm about to be 57.
All I'm saying,
Mark is just like you. He can't count.
There are people out there
y'all terrible when it comes to
numbers. There are people out there that think you were born a year earlier and you doctored the numbers.
No. So I doctored him on my birth certificate?
I'm just saying. I don't know. Louisiana's a wild place.
I'm a badass man if I did it at one day old.
it's funny like how I like to keep pointing out how good Jaden looks. I think it's worth continue to point out how good Debo looks.
He does.
Like, all the talk about him being overweight or slow is so dumb. He looks fantastic. Then on Saturday.
All the people said that were people from other teams, bro. Yeah, I forget about those folks.
He said it. Now, Debo did own it. Like, yeah, I got pneumonia. My weight was messed up. I wasn't myself last year.
Yeah, so, and that's understandable. But when they showed the highlight this year, they all jumped on that.
That was junk.
That was stupid. So let's not give them any more credence.
But Debo on Saturday jammed his finger up a little bit to open practice today, had it wrapped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not at all a factor.
No. Listen, man. Injuries on a football field happens on a daily basis.
Especially a jammed finger.
Yeah, some guys you're going to be able to tell it that they're injured or not, and some guys you won't be able to tell. I don't know many people that played this game of football and left completely healthy. Because if you play in the NFL, you've probably been hurt before. You know what I mean? And if you get in the NFL, you're going to be hurt again. And it's how you react to it. You know, does that jammed finger or that little sprained ankle stop you from playing? You know, we were talking with Gary yesterday, and Gary was like, man.
Hamstring limited.
He said, hell, I got out there, but I found a way to get on the field. You know, and Charles Mann said, yeah, every time I came up to you, I knew what you were doing. I knew what you had taken. You smell the garlic, you know what's happening. But the guy wanted to be on the football field. And a lot of times you find guys that will do whatever to get out there. The other guys, they don't care. They're not going out there. And they end up going home.
Can't go home, man. It's a tough man's league. I don't think there's much secret to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Really good day. I'm excited to get to New England, dude. See them hit some other folks. Like,
I got to think about this, man. God, that's a lot of days.
Yeah, we get to spend 5 days in Foxborough.
Thursday, Friday. Back Saturday. Yeah,
Tuesday, dude.
Friday. We're leaving Saturday, bro. Getting out of there.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We're out Saturday. It won't be Fridays. You'll get there Tuesday night, so you got to kind of like that.
We got the dad games on Saturday.
Like when you rent your car. Yeah, kind of like that.
I feel like I'm really well built for the dad games.
Yeah, you got those corny-ass jokes and stuff, and little, you might want to try to throw it. Yeah, but you should get in.
Why did the bicycle fall over? It was too tired.
Well, it's too tired or two tires. I mean, it's wrong. That's what it means.
Why can't you trust a staircase? It's always up to something. I'm ready, dog. I am ready for these dad games.
Well, to hell with it. Dad games, JP is now a contestant.
One thing I did successfully for my family, not telling jokes or singing, but I got us a new garage door, and that joint is awesome. If you're looking for a garage door or you just need some maintenance, whatever it is, you got to hit up my boys from Door Pro America. They are based locally. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, and set you up a new garage door opener. Last night I went to MGM. Me and B were playing blackjack. I didn't get home late, but I got home and my wife was still negotiating with the 6-year-old to get her to sleep. If I walk in the front door, it makes a lot of noise. That will only keep the 6-year-old awake. Coming through the garage door, that joint is silent. Sneak right out back. I'm watching this new show, Chief of War, on Apple TV. B's just over here flashing cash. B could get a new garage door for half that money that's in your pocket. Do what I did. Call Door Pro America and ask how you can save big on repairs and a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Right now, you get $60 off any repair or a tune-up for just $89. Whatever you do, go with the pros at Door Pro America. The number, 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or check them out online at doorproamerica.com. Make sure you tell them JP Finley sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40%
one-off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.